Welcome to the Fully Expressed Podcast with Karenna. I am your podcast host, Karenna Soto, and this is the show where we have conversations that truly invite you into living your life fully expressed in life, relationships, and business. And having more of the conversations about what it actually looks like to shift your life, to go through a transformation, to step into something, into wanting more in your life, whether it is in your day-to-day life and what you want that to feel, or how you want to feel in your relationships, you know, personal, professional relationships, intimate relationships, and, you know, and in business. You know, I truly believe that each and every single one of us that are here on this earth do have such an ability to bring all of us forward. There's so much healing that goes through that. There's so much unraveling that we have to do and so much unlearning that we have to do. And I think our world and as a collective, we're in a space of really, really craving depth, transformation, more of undivine healing, divine, you know, living in divine, feeling uncapped, loved, being totally connected to spirit and just feeling so fucking good in our bodies. And so on this podcast, we truly have different conversations around different topics in those three different areas to truly set the tone so we can all feel really fucking good in our own skin and really, really good as our most authentic selves, because we deserve that. The more and more I go out in the world, connect with me, people, communities, research, read books, and realize, you know, there are a lot of people and a lot of us that just don't feel good every single day. And or most days, let's not say every day because we're human, right? So we don't feel good most days, whether that is just in our physical body, but maybe even spiritually or mentally or emotionally, right? There's just so many different things that are going on in our humanness. And I really want to continue to inspire those that are listening to this podcast and those that I meet that they are capable of feeling good in their lives. They are capable of being fully loved for all of themselves. And that is what this podcast is here for. And if you haven't noticed recently, I have been adding more structure to the podcast. So I've been doing more series every single month, and that is going to be my goal. I feel like I'm going to do as many series as possible so you can see what kinds of topics we're going to be talking every single month. One, because I've realized that there's so many different perspectives or nuances or details to the different topics that we bring onto the podcast and conversations. And so wanting to be able to capture all of that within the month and stay within a theme. And then also, like, I feel like there's going to be some months where I'm going to be a little bit more creative and inspirational and flowy and feminine and not as masculine in my structure. But I really think that the structure to the podcast is going to provide you guys with a lot of value. I am constantly thinking about what more I can do for you here with the capacity that I do have, like the season and that I am in my life. And yeah, I'm just so grateful for each of you that have been listening. I also want to mention that for those that are listening, I've mentioned this a couple times on the podcast, we do have a community. It's called the Fully Expressed Community for all of the podcast listeners that are listening that are female and women. It is a virtual group of women that meet together every single month. We get together for like an hour, hour and a half. We just have conversations, connect, get updates in our lives, provide each other with love and support. Guests come in. I walk them through different series depending on what they need and what they want. We do a meditation. We do a somatic exercises and different practices. And, you know, it's really meant to be a space, a community of women just being there for each other, like creating deep, deep sisterhood and what that actually looks like for one another and seeing each other in all the seasons. So if you are craving sisterhood, if you are craving for community that is in this place of growth, evolution, wanting to hear different perspectives across women of different cultures, different spaces, like the Fully Expressed Community is for you. I would be happy to invite you a complimentary month. If you mention podcast episode number 43, which is this one, and just send me a message on Instagram. You can send it to me at the Fully Expressed Podcast with Karenna and just send me a message and say, hey, I'm interested in learning more about the community. Would love to accept the complimentary offer from episode 43. And I'll make sure you get all the information to be able to attend the next community call. So come join us if you're interested or intrigued. And so keeping it on the series and what you can expect for this episode is that keeping it with the series for June, we're doing everything that comes to women's health. And earlier this month, I asked my personal community and my personal brand, like, hey, would you like to hear an update on my breast explant journey? And so many of you responded saying that you would love to know where I'm at, how it's been going, and what have I navigated, all these things. So that is what I'm going to be talking about this episode. We're going to be talking about an update. I'm officially going to be 6 months out in just a couple weeks. And so I felt like it's a really good time and keep it under the month of June about breast implants and just healing. And what I like about this conversation is that, you know, what I've learned about breast implants is basically any kind of implant that we may have. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have knee replacements or have different things that are holding their bones together because they've broken them. You know, all of those kinds of things can trigger breast implant illness. If you did not know that I got my breast implant removed and you're interested in hearing like why I decided to do that, when I decided to do that, and what that journey looked like, you can go back to the earlier episodes. Back in November 1st, I started to talk about it more publicly. Back in November, I talked about it and thought it would be a really good idea for you guys to listen in on that. So before I dive into that, giving you guys a little personal update because it's been, I think, a couple weeks since I've done a little solo episode. To be frank and honest, your girl has been busy. So I don't know who's living in busy season, but I am living in very busy season. I think it's summer energy where a lot of things are just so many opportunities are coming my way, which I'm so, so grateful for. I'm actually preparing for a really big speaking opportunity coming up this week at the University of Wisconsin-Madison for their leadership conference. I'm going to be speaking all about how speaking your truth is a pathway to preventing burnout. And I'm so excited for that. As most of you know, I have fully stepped into becoming a professional speaker, and building the speaking business has been such a fun journey. So that's where I've been at. And then today is Sunday for me. I actually was just in Mexico with my family, and something you guys that I think I just want to be frank and honest, I think you guys can all listen to. So I am feeling a little frustrated with my hormone health. So I started healing from my hormones, or started really working on my optimizing my health and getting better about like 3 years ago, maybe even more than that, more like 4 years ago, a long time ago. But 3 years ago, I went to a naturopath specifically to work on things. And don't get me wrong, holy shit, I feel so much better since I did then. I mean, I have moved mountains, and this is the part of health that I feel like we want things quickly. And I've seen huge shifts in every day, like my energy levels, my vitality, my hormone health, like my most of my months. And this last period I just had about 2 days ago, I actually had the worst cramps that I've had in a really long time. For those that are past clients or in the community, they know that I actually went to the emergency room probably around like, I want to say like 8 months ago, 6 months ago, where I had to like cancel a call because I literally couldn't show up because of how completely knocked out I was from my period. And so the crazy part is I know cramps are not normal. The cramps probably started coming in really bad in the last like year and a half, 2 years, and have gotten significantly better. But I get these like random moments of like, holy shit, like I could go to the emergency room for this and I don't know what's going on. But then I was telling Nick how frustrated I was because, you know, I see all of these shifts throughout the rest of the month. Like, you guys, I'm not exhausted before my period anymore. I do not get bloated before my period. But these motherfucking cramps, I know, excuse my language, but I'm so annoyed and so frustrated, like, and how much pain I get into. Like, they just hit me so hard for one day. And it's like, I see the progress throughout the rest of my cycle. And I'm like, wow, everything looks so good. Like, I don't break out in acne. I don't get constipated anymore before my period. Like, those are the things I suffered with. I no longer get bloated before my period or even during my period. Like, honestly, everything feels really, really good. And so I know things are shifting and I'm trying to be patient with that, but these cramps, I'm still trying to understand. And so I'm feeling overall very happy with the progress I've made over the last couple of years, but I'm to a place where I think I might do a full hormone panel. I'm looking at two different ones. I'm looking one that's called the Dutch test, and then this other one that was recommended to me by my friend Shay Fargo, who was on the podcast earlier this month, and, you know, going to do that next and just get a real look into what's going on with my hormones. There's a lot that goes into that. I have been diagnosed with EDS, which is like Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, since I was little. And I know that I'm lacking progesterone, but my body doesn't really react well to progesterone when I've tried taking it. And so I'm just trying to crack my own code over here, feeling a little frustrated, but hopeful. So that's what's been personally up with me. So let's dive into this breast explant journey and what that has been like. So my full intention for getting my breast implants removed was primarily because I wanted to be and so in love with my body. Like, I love my body, and I knew that those no longer felt like they were home. Somatically, I realized that these implants no longer belong here. I've never been someone to say that implants are bad or that I didn't love my breast implants. Like, I really did. I genuinely really did at the time. I was really grateful for my breast implants when I had them. I explained that all in that previous episode. And so, one, I wanted to have so much deep love for my body. I wanted my body to feel safe again. And I wanted to remove anything that was not supposed to be there, that wasn't home, that wasn't natural to my body. And so, because I wanted to make sure my vessel, this body that I live in, is fully taken care of, because it is fully responsible for operating every single day. It is the thing that gets me out of bed. This vessel that I'm in allows me to create in my work, in my career. It allows me to create babies and life source through, you know, eventually getting pregnant. Like, this body, I want it to be my sanctuary. I wanted to feel it safe, and I wanted to feel at home. And so that is really why I decided to get my breast implants removed. I was also hitting a point where I was like 10 years in, and just the idea of having to get them redone and manipulating my body, I was like, I'm done. I'm over it. Let's come back to my body. And so let's go through the actual steps, because maybe some of you are actually very interested to what it looks like. I'm just going to high level cover it. I do not remember how big my implants were. They weren't necessarily that huge or that big, because I wanted a very natural look. But when I got them removed, I did go through the removal, and I also got the capsule removed, which was really important to me. And then I also got a breast lift. So I think I could have walked away with getting my breast lift, but with the breast lift, he also basically fixed my nipples to make sure that they look aligned and they look pretty enough to match my new boob size, because my nipples are a lot bigger than that. And so when you think about what my breasts look like now, you know, they have scars from, like, kind of looks like a lollipop. So like from the bottom up and around my nipple is where my scars are. When I got the surgery and I left the surgery, they leave you with drains. I was hoping that I only had to keep the drains in for 2 weeks. I ended up having to keep the drains in for 1 month. The drains were probably the worst part of this process. They keep the drains in there to help your body fully process and release any of the fluid that your body's holding onto. When I got those drains moved, you guys, oh Lord Jesus, that was not the best part, and did not like that process. And that's when I got to see my breasts for the first time post-surgery. And I was a little scared when I saw them. I was a little bit worried because my boobs looked a little scary. They looked like they were manhandled, which they were, right? Literally, like, you know, it just wasn't my cup of tea. One looked bigger than the other. One looked lopsided than the other. I was like, what the heck is going on? I did kind of freak. I had a little internal freak out moment. And I would express that to Nick and like let it out and things like that, even though still holding true that so much was going to change with the evolution of my breasts over the next couple months, which has been true. And so that was very interesting to experience. You know, those first 2 months or so was where I was very delicate with myself. I really didn't do very much other than, you know, drinking a lot of water. I got lymphatic massages, and that like really, really helped. And I would massage myself. I was able to shower. Nick and I were not intimate for the first 2 months, basically, because one, I guess they recommend that you are not intimate just because of the fact that they don't want any potential bacteria getting in me and contaminating me since I've just had this crazy surgery. So Nick and I were not intimate. We're having sex. But by like week 6 or 8, your girl was feeling really, really good. Physically, my body felt awesome. And from my understanding, that is not the case for most women. Other women have taken them anywhere from 2 to 3 months to feeling good. I know other women that are still not feeling the most optimized self, but like I was back in hot yoga by like week 5, week 6, to be honest. I wasn't doing anything to push myself in those. Like if I felt like anything hurt or didn't hurt, I did not go further than that. Like, for example, I could not jump for the life of me for probably 3 months. That's when I started to feel really good. So being able to do like jump roping or like jump squats or anything like that was not a part of my routine, because anything that moved my boobs like that up and down was really uncomfortable. So yeah, around like 6 to 8 weeks, I was back in the gym. Thank God. I had a lot of my upper body strength, which has been really cool to notice. The other thing that I was a surprising shock that I was keeping my eye on the ball was, so one thing I noticed in the last year, like in the last 2 years I've had my breast implants, my grip had gotten really, really weak. No matter how much I practiced carrying weights around the gym, or I would talk to Nick about like, how can I strengthen my hands? And once I got my implants removed, you guys, a lot of my natural strength came back in my hands, which I was so grateful for, because I did not understand why my hands were so weak. Like, I literally could barely hold on to things. I remember going wakeboarding with one of my really good friends, and I could not get myself up on the wakeboard because I could not hold onto the leash. And I'm someone that's been able to get up on the wakeboard pretty easily, naturally. And I think we tried like 10 times and I was exhausted. It was so sad to experience that, because I was like, what is going on with me? So yeah, right around 6 to 8 weeks is when I started to notice a lot of the big differences, such as feeling so much more comfortable in my skin, being able to walk and lift things on my own, being able to walk Cusco by myself, being able to go to the gym, do hot sauna. I mean, it felt so good to be able to lift weights again. Like right around that time, I was going for much longer walks. I felt my energy coming back, where I was like craving to run, which was crazy. So that all felt really, really good. I will say, one of the biggest things that I noticed right away of the benefits of getting my implants removed was the level of inflammation that I had in my body. And so there has been a significant decrease in inflammation. I can see it in my face. I can see it around my like boobs and my armpits. You know how sometimes you have a lot of swelling, or like it looks like fat, but it's not fat. It's like your lymph nodes and your armpit are really swollen. And I've completely noticed that my upper body, like especially around my breasts and my chest, have like significantly decreased inflammation, which is absolutely amazing and so beautiful to see. And so moving into the next check-in. So I had my 1 month check-in. They thought I was good. They said, let's look at how your scars go. And then I had my 3 month check-in. And when I went to, so this check-in was really interesting, and I wanted to talk to you guys about it, because one, so my scars were still pretty inflamed by month three, apparently. And it was like red and puffy, and they weren't like really healing properly. And so they decided to inject me with something that was going to support with the swelling and the redness, which actually significantly helped. Now it has really brought down the puffiness and the ability for them to heal much faster, which I'm grateful for. But during this visit, I got really upset with my doctor. And the reason I got really upset with ourselves, and this is something I haven't talked about enough, but I really had to advocate for myself in this, because the primary reason why I went back to the surgeons that did my breast implants was because, as a part of his process, he offered to get the capsule removed around the breast implants. So not every single doctor does that. And so when you have breast implants, your body creates this capsule to protect itself, right? But that is a ton of tissue. It's holding the bacteria that the implant might have created, or how your body was trying to protect itself. And so I really wanted to get that removed. The other thing that I very clearly communicated in our consultation and to all of the nurses at this office, that I wanted to get that capsule sent to the pathologist, because I wanted to test the capsule. You know, the very biggest intention why I got my implants removed, one, because I wanted to love my body, but two, was really for health. And so I wanted to get an idea of what that capsule was holding on to. I had been following up for 3 months to see where my lab work was for that capsule. And no one communicated to me that they couldn't find it, that it went missing, or what had happened. And when it came to my 3 month check-in, I asked again, of course, after calling in every single week and doing all my check-ins and things like that. And they told me that the doctor actually ended up throwing the capsule away and that he did not send it to the pathologist. And I was livid. I was like, why didn't anyone communicate with me when I was asking for the last 3 months? Why didn't no one share with me? I was like, that was the primary reason why I decided to work with you, because that was one of the benefits of working with you, was being able, I even paid extra to get the capsule removed. And I was already willing to pay extra for my insurance and figuring it out, whatever the pathologist's costs were going to be for taking a look at my breast implants or the breast implant capsule. And I just was so frustrated with that office. And I told him how communicator's office. And I was like, he's like, it's my mistake. I'm so sorry. I was like, I understand that people make mistakes. I really do. But I was really upset because I communicated it 5-10 times. At the consultation, every single pre-op appointment, communicated it in the pre-op operations. Like, I spoke to every single person making sure that that was the thing, because that was very important to me. And they clearly dropped the ball. The worst part is that they didn't tell me for 3 months. And so I was really frustrated about that. And so my only takeaway for that is, like, you know, the one thing that I've noticed in just life in general is that as much as we want to trust that everyone pays attention to all the details, like, I want to give everyone the benefit of doubt always, but these bigger systems or corporations, whatever you want to look at, like, even like healthcare system, you have to advocate for yourself. And one of those things is just remembering to communicate as much as you can, making sure, double checking, and it can be frustrating, but if it's important to you, like, just advocate for yourself and put that down. So that was one thing I wanted to share with you guys that I had to experience. That was probably the most challenging thing that I've experienced with this entire journey. For the most part, every single thing as a part of this journey has gone pretty smoothly. So let's transition into what have I continued to experience. So one of the things that they communicate to you when you get your breast implants removed, obviously the scars and stuff like that, is that your nerves are starting to come back to life, if you will. I felt this a lot early on, but I still feel it. I get these, like, zappers is what they call them. They feel like little electrocutions in my breast. And what they've communicated to me, it's because the nerves are reconnecting and coming back to life and making sense. And so even though my breasts, for the most part, I feel I have a lot of sensation, there are some areas that feel a little bit numb and still disconnected from my body, obviously, because they're still healing at this point. And this reminded me, because today I was, like, literally just going for a walk and my right boob was just zapping away and it hurts. It doesn't hurt so bad, but it's, like, really uncomfortable. So that is something I've continued to feel up until this point. And they say that I can continue to feel them up to a year and a half, because that's how long this process takes for our bodies to really heal. And so that has been continuous. Towards the end of this, I'm going to share the top 5 things that have helped me recover, and I think that have really benefited me in this process. And then the number one thing that I've received from going through this process. Before I transition into that, I do want to talk about the importance or the feeling of how I feel in my body today. So a lot of the things that I shared in those earlier episodes was, you know, this love and comfortability that I have in my body. That is something I've had to work so hard for to get to, like, so, so hard. And that was the one thing that I was so scared about going into this process, was, like, if I was going to close up to Nick and I wasn't going to feel safe to have sex and be intimate and make love and do all those things and be sexually expressive. I am happy to say that we've worked through that. So those first 2 months, like, it was hard because I couldn't feel that closeness to him. I think we ended up having sex right around 5 or 6 weeks. We couldn't wait. So, and it wasn't necessarily the most intimate close sex, but we did get to be intimate with one another and feel each other. And then I want to say, like, the next few weeks we continued to be intimate with each other, but I couldn't feel that closeness to him. Like, I didn't take my shirt off because I, one, wanted to protect my boobs, but also just that area just felt kind of closed off. It was healing. It was going through its own phases. And I could feel that all I wanted was to, like, lay on Nick and, like, be chest to chest and, like, hold each other. But, like, because I was healing, I didn't have that. And it was uncomfortable to do that anyways. And so it took us some time in that area. But then eventually over time, I started to like take my shirt off while we were being intimate, felt much more comfortable as I healed. And it really was coming from a place of like physically uncomfortable, not just like emotionally uncomfortable. Like I'm talking physically uncomfortable. And there was this like barrier. And over time, I slowly started just to open up. And I am so in love with my body, you guys. So in love with my body. I'm so grateful for going through this experience. I'm so grateful for having my breast implants. And what I've noticed since I've really experienced a deep self-love for myself and this beautiful body that I'm in, I now like put clothes on and I'm like, wait, my clothes actually look better. Like they meet my body. It's almost like these are the boobs I've always had supposed to have. And, you know, just coming back to myself and coming home to myself is really what it feels like. So I'm so grateful for that. Again, I don't think this is the same for every single woman that has gone through this journey or that wants to go through this journey. I'm just sharing my own experience as an opportunity to share with you guys what it's been like if you've been interested in that. And so as we start to move through this next part of this podcast episode, I'm going to share the top 5 things that helped my recovery process, which can help anyone that has removed anything from their system or it maybe goes through breast implants removal. I'm going to share the top benefit I've received and the last thing that I'm very much struggling with, and that was a little bit of a struggle, but I figured it out. So the top 5 things that have helped me with my recovery process has been 1, lymphatic massage within 2 weeks of surgery. Lymphatic massages have literally changed my life. And one of the reasons why is because I knew with my breast implants that it was affecting my lymphatic system. I knew that I was not sweating or detoxing properly. And so I doubled down on that, obviously post-surgery with all the extra fluid that I was going through from healing and inflammation. I got those lymphatic massages. The lymphatic massages, I got them weekly, 5 weeks continuously after 2 weeks post-surgery, which I think made a huge difference in my recovery process immediately. The other supplement that I took, and I would absolutely be taking this for the rest of my life if it was cost was not an issue, was ASEA. ASEA is a redox molecule product. It helps your body, your cells help rejuvenate themselves. And truly, you guys, I know this is crazy, but I really think that it really helped me heal so much faster. So I took ASEA for a month before surgery and 3 months post-surgery to help my cells be able to help my body recover faster. If you want to learn more about ASEA, reach out to me on Instagram. I'd be happy to share more about ASEA, but you can look it up on their website. Also, if you are interested in buying ASEA, let me know and we will go from there. And then the next thing that really helped, I think, with my healing process, and it's just super beneficial for your health in general, was my boyfriend and my fiance and my friends got me a sauna wrap thing. And so I get in the sauna and I was detoxing once I could. I wasn't able to start detoxing until about 8 weeks post-surgery. And 8 weeks post-surgery, that's when I started detoxing. I was detoxing and getting in the sauna at least once a week. I was taking a binder with that. So I was grabbing all the toxins from my body that the implants might have left in my body. When I continue to do the sauna, is just such an important factor in our detox pathways. And then the next thing that was really amazing for me was my investment in my red light therapy. I swear the women in the community that listen to me know that I talk about this all the time, as well as any past clients that I've talked to or people that follow me on Instagram. My red light therapy has truly helped my healing process in so many ways, to the point where I'm literally obsessed with it. So I bought my red light therapy to help with inflammation, to help with my cells, to help with collagen reproducing, as well as just to facilitate more healing. And so I was using the red light morning and night, almost 3 times a day on my breast post-surgery to help with the scars and all the healing and facilitating more healing. And these are the 5 things that have really, I think, absolutely changed the game for me when it comes to my recovery process. And I think it's a huge impact in why I personally have been able to really move through this much quicker. Again, I know this is not the same for every single woman out there. I know every single journey is different, but I feel like it was important for me to share what really helped me if you are thinking about getting your breast implants removed. I mentioned this earlier, the top benefit that I have received from getting my breast implants removed that I have noticed is going to be the decrease of inflammation in my body. I do not feel swollen. I do not feel inflamed. It's not weight, but it's really just inflammation. Like, you can see the clarity in my skin. You can just see it in my face. You can see it in my upper body. You can see it in my lower belly. You can see it around my breasts. You can see it around my, like, my armpits necessarily where the implants, because all of my lymph nodes are not mad at me anymore because the implants aren't there agitating them. So the biggest benefit that I've received has been the decrease of inflammation in my body. Now, the one thing that I'm still figuring it out is the only thing. Besides my clothes feeling absolutely amazing and everything I wear, it has been swimsuits. So I think getting used to having my itty bitty titty committee boobies, I've had to kind of re-understand like which swimsuits really work well for my body and what does that actually look like. I do find that triangles have been really good for me because of the way that my chest is doing, but I'm still trying to find my way with that. But at the end of the day, I have two swimsuits that I really love. I'm starting to get more comfortable in these different swimsuits because I used to be a boobalicious girly, and you can't really see my boobalicious boobies in my swimsuit because they're so small, but I love them and it's okay. It's just a matter of me getting used to it and finding my way. So I have found two swimsuits that I love. I just ordered a third one. So we're going to see how that goes and see how it fits with my boobs. But overall, you know, what I've noticed is that my breasts are still evolving. They're still very much growing. Like, I feel Nick is probably annoyed with me at this point, but every other week or maybe multiple times a week, who knows? I don't know how many times I do this. I always look at him like, oh my gosh, look at my boobs. They're boobying. Because they're really coming to their own. They're really filling up. They're like puffing out, they say, and they're really filling in really beautifully. And I'm just so grateful for the process. And I'm 6 months in. I don't know where I'm going to be in a year or what's going to happen or what's going to change, but or how much of the benefits I am going through. However, yeah, I'm overall very, very happy with my decision. I love that I've been able to really receive a lot of the benefits. I'm so excited to see where I go from here. And honestly, I'm so happy with the decision I got to get them at the time, even though I've had moments of being upset with myself because of what I've put my body through. However, I loved them then and I love them now. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to fully, fully, fully just be in this beautiful body of mine and be able to heal. And to me, health is wealth. And I'm really at a point, you guys, where I'm going to do whatever I need from like a very balanced, regulated, and present space to optimize my health, because our health literally impacts everything in our world. And I know that the more healthy I feel, the more energized I feel, the more vital I feel, the more alive I feel, it impacts everything in my life and the more expressed that I can be in my life, relationships, and business, truly. And that is why this month we have really tailored it to women's health. And so truly inviting anyone that is open to working on their health to go for it. If you're on this journey like of healing and prioritizing your health, one, give yourself time. And, you know, health is like an onion from what I've experienced. It's like you peel one layer and there's another layer. You peel another layer and another layer. And that's for everything in life. But right now I'm talking about your physical health and your physical well-being. And so, but, you know, I think we're all really craving to feel good in our bodies. And I really think that each and every single one of us feel good in our bodies and we get to define what that looks like. And so I have found my way through this is what my journey looks like. And I wanted to share that with you guys today. If you guys have any thoughts, any questions, or think of anyone that is considering getting their breast implants removed or has gone through the journey and is looking for some support, one, share this episode with them, and two, like, have them reach out to me on Instagram. I, you know, love, love, love to connect with you guys and be there for you. Past clients know, they text me all the time. Like, I am not someone that wants to be a far reach. I want to be someone that is close to you and available and will always meet you with the capacity that I do have and the ways that I can. And I always loved connecting. I always love sharing resources because I really think that by sharing information is where the more healing is going to happen in this world. There's too much information out there that is kept from us or not prioritized in sharing with us. And So this is one of the reasons why the podcast is here. And I also think that that's one of the reasons why I am here in this role, to keep sharing information and be a channel to that. So thank you so much to listen to this podcast episode. Keep your eye out for the next episode. We're going to do another topic on women's health. The next episode will drop again next week, next Wednesday at 9 a.m. PST. And I'm sending you all so much love into your week, and I will be talking to you all soon.